59. You're wrong. I really hoped I was. And I admit it took me a while to see it. Perhaps I didn't want to. The will was watertight. Even if something happened to me and my family, the estate went into trust. He paused. I called the solicitor on the way here and asked who the trustees were. That's when it all fell into place. There's only one. You, Miriam. She stared at him, appraising. Her fingers fell away from the crucifix. I've devoted my life to caring for Isabella, sacrificed so much. When Charlotte died, I thought I might see some reward for my dedication for all those years. Instead, Charlotte gave her whole estate to the man responsible for almost killing her daughter. She left me her crystal, she sneered. Her crystal. How is that fair? I would have given you everything if I could. That's why I let you live here in the house. And what good is this place to me, a 65-year-old woman with osteoporosis? I want to retire. I don't want to rattle around this death house. But I'm stuck here. As long as you're alive. As long as she's alive. And if I leave, what will I get? A state pension and a drafty little flat somewhere. I would have made sure you were looked after. I deserved more. And Isabella deserved justice. So, you contacted the other people. How did you even find them? A nurse who worked here for a while. We talked sometimes. On the day she left, she gave me a card. They might be able to help you, she said, but you won't find them on the normal web. I admit I didn't have a clue what she was talking about, but I was curious. I did some research. She touched the crucifix again, and I found the answer to my prayers. His fists clenched. That Monday night I was supposed to drive straight home and discover the bodies of my wife and daughter. I'd be the prime suspect in their murders, especially with my past. If I was in jail and my family dead, everything would go to you. It's what I deserve. It's what I'm due. Isabella would have to suffer a tragic relapse, but without me around, that would be easy. He paused. Still, you had no guarantee I would be convicted. Even if you weren't. I know you, Gabe. You're weak. You wouldn't be able to live without your wife and daughter. It would only have been a matter of time before you killed yourself. Except I didn't. Because I saw the car. Because I knew Izzy was still alive. Her face darkened. Did you know? He asked. I was informed that something had gone wrong. That there was a possibility Izzy was still alive. But I was assured that the other people would find her and fulfill my request. And you had to be sure she was dead, didn't you? You couldn't run the risk that she would come back and claim her inheritance. We all had to be dead for you to get what you were due. He stood, her presence suddenly sickening him. I'm calling the police now. I want you out of this room and away from Isabella. She nodded. I presume you've been recording our conversation on your phone.
Of course.
She drew something from the pocket of her uniform. It took Gabe a moment to realize what it was. The object was so incongruous in her vein-stippled hand.
Jesus.
Miriam looked down at the gun, as if its appearance had surprised her too.
I had a visitor earlier today. He called himself the Sandman, and he gave me this.
Miriam, please, put the gun down.
And he gave me a choice. To end things peacefully, to do the right thing, or to suffer greatly by his hand.
She raised the gun.
There's only one bullet, you see.
She pressed the barrel against the side of her head.
Miriam, don't. But he misjudged me.
She turned the gun around and pointed it at Gabe.
He didn't understand that I don't fear him. And I will get what I deserve. Miriam.
She held her finger against the trigger, and then a voice cried,
No!